Hey, welcome to The Rib. This is Robin, your host, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Here we go. That's funny. And of course, it doesn't work. So, let's see. This is the week before Halloween, so I thought it would be kind of fun to play a song by one of my favorite bands. And I remember dancing to this song in, like, grade 4 or 5 at school, in elementary school, and only learned very recently who it's by. Let's see if it'll play. If not, I'll just move on. Here we go.
Began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
Smash.
It caught on in a flash.
Monster mash.
He did the monster mash from the hall of gore in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The monster mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. Were all digging the sums. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The poodle stabbers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a smash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They did the monster mash. Come in, Morris. Have a guest for breakfast. Come in, Horace. We always have a breast for breakfast. Igor, have you watered the brains today, Igor? Igor. Ha ha ha!
Yeah, so the Monster Mash. Love it. That was by the Bonzo Dog Duda Band. And they have some of the funniest tunes out there. And I imagine them being like the Monty Python of music, basically. And I think they were actually in cahoots with Monty Python. So if you're into that, you also would really be into the Bonzo Dog Duda Band. Okay, let's see. I really want to talk today about the Vancouver New Music Festival, which just happened this past weekend. Theater for the Ears. It was so cool. Let's see. It was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, and I'm going to play a bunch of stuff from some of the artists that were there. So the theme for this festival this year was basically the blend of the visual and sonic mediums coming together. So you got a lot of video artists working with sound artists. And it was like some really, really great partnerships and collaborations. So I would say my favorite being the video by Joost Rijkveld, who is from the Netherlands, and he is just so, oh my god, I was sitting there, I felt like I was on serious psychedelics, because he works with some crazy fractal geometry in his videos, and they move very fluidly, and it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And he worked with Giorgio Meninensi, who is actually a local musician, if you're not aware, very good website that he's just recently put up, and they did a fantastic piece together on Saturday. What I'm going to play first, though, here is put up by Kristen Roos. And Kristen Roos actually was one of the first, actually he opened the entire festival on Thursday with Josh Haidt. They did a collaboration with video and sound, and Kristen Roos had his sound sculptures up, which were basically working with cymatics. And cymatics is sort of where you have some sort of a medium, so you have like a fluid or something, where you, like sand, for example, or water, in this case it was water, and you pump sound through it, and the vibrations interact with the medium, and they make crazy designs. So there was that, and like the projections, and then some really neat bassy music. It was cool. So what I'm going to play here is from Kristen Roos's website, and it's Exploring Sound with Contact Microphones. There's actually a video that accompanies it. You can find it on YouTube. Contact microphones, basically, you put right on the object that they're going to be picking up sound from. So, for example, if you're there's one part where he is, people are walking across like a metal footbridge, and the contact microphone is on the surface what people are walking on, basically. Okay, so here is Kristen Roos. Thank you.
here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
Right here on News 101.
What motivated you to become a candidate in the provincial election?
The media portrayal of last week's protest that resulted in polarizing images of black-clad activists taking to the streets.
He was just explaining to us the reason why they wanted to show this film on campus.
The official stance is that we are for the Olympics.
News 101 reporter Brad Pepping was there.
By discriminating against homeless people in Vancouver, there's a disproportionate impact on Aboriginal people as well as people with disabilities.
I was pretty outraged. I mean, it is outrageous.
In-depth coverage from an alternative perspective. News 101 is Vancouver's only live, volunteer-produced student and community newscast, bringing you local, national, and international news from an alternative perspective. Tune in Mondays and Fridays at 5 p.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Live streaming and podcasts are available online at citr.ca.
All right, you're listening to The Rib on CITR. This is your host, Robin. And if you're just tuning in, I am talking about the Vancouver New Music Festival, which just happened last weekend, Theatre of Sound, and sort of featuring some things that I heard. The next piece that I'm going to play is by Carrie Gates, who I think teaches at the University of Saskatoon. She did a set with a colleague, John Vaughn, who was, and actually in the set, it was interesting, John Vaughn was the one who was doing the sonic part of this portion of the set, and Carrie Gates was doing the video. And they are doing a sort of no-input kind of style of this kind of thing where there are no samples coming in. So an example of something that would be a no input would be like circuit bending, where you don't really have samples coming in. You're just working with the electronics within the instrument that you have already. So the whole set was like that. It was very loud, like crazy loud. And I'm going to play something here. This was recorded live at E-Cube, and it's not a very long segment, but gives you an idea. So this is Carrie Gates. Okay, welcome back. So that was a short example of Carrie Gates. And Luke just walked in, and I think he opened for them on Wednesday at the Astoria. So that's really cool.
This is Zion from CKUT Radio.
Let's see. Oh. What is going on here? Okay, it wasn't. All right. The next thing I'm going to play is by Vivian Houle, who is a singer, a vocal artist from Vancouver. She does a lot of improv. She is a songwriter as well. She is not related to Francois Houle, the clarinet player, as far as I know. I missed her set. Sadly, I did not make it to the festival on Friday, but she opened with Jamie Griffiths, who is also from Vancouver. I'm going to play a couple of tracks by Vivian Houle. One of them is called Papillon, and it was improvised live at a rehearsal in 2004. It was also it was later presented in 2004. And it features Francois Houle on clarinet, Stefan Schmulewitz, viola, Jesse Zubot on violin, the next track after that, so I'll play two, which is called Crackle, is live improvised performance from the 2007 Vancouver Jazz Festival, and Stefan Schmulewitz, who's working on his laptop in this performance, is working with Vivian. And Stefan also played at the Vancouver New Music Festival on Thursday night with Pierre Hébert. They're doing a video and sound work. I was not able to stay for that. So I can't really tell you much more except that they were having technical difficulties at the beginning. But his stuff is very, very good as well, and I will play after even another piece by him. So here is Papillon, followed by Crackle.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angels Boutique, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
So up next we have here a piece by Stefan Smolovitz. He's from Roberts Creek or Vancouver. He's from around here. He's local electroacoustic violist. Does a lot of live electronics too. He's got a MySpace page, which is where I'm getting this from. And this is called Rats of Nim, which is a book. Basically. You can look it up, because I have never read it, so I can't actually tell you anything more about it. But listen.
Oh,
So I guess you can guess who was singing on that track. That was Vivian Ooligan with Stefan Smilovitz. All right. Okay. I think I'm going to move on a little bit away from the Vancouver New Music Festival. That's sort of a little bit of the sonic exploration of it. I mean, it was joint sonic and visual works, so all those videos, they were pretty cool. I'm going to play next just a track by the Black Angels. They're coming to Vancouver and they're opening for Black Mountain. Or they're playing with Black Mountain, at least. And I know that their first show in November is sold out, so they made another show. So they're going to have two. And this is the first track from their album called... the album's called Phosphine Dream and Bad Vibrations. And following that, I'm going to play two tracks by Tatsuya Nakatemi. He's an improviser, percussionist from Japan, but now living in Pennsylvania, actually. And he released this album himself. It's 18 tracks of bowed gong and percussion. And, yeah, they're untitled. I'm going to play track 2 and 3 from that. Okay, so first, though, here is the Black Angels. We'll be right back.
Life is hard. The world is cold. You're always too young and then too old. But we've changed all that. Escape from life at the new Waves on How concert series, where you're never too young or too old to rock out with Vancouver's most amazing bands each Friday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight. Sponsored by Covenant House. Come enjoy the show and donate to Covenant House's Street Youth Services Program. Join the Waves on How Facebook group for all the info. Waves on How is not responsible for smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, or sudden outbursts of complete happiness that may be caused by the Waves on How concert series.
When life begins.
So here you've got some bowed gong and percussion by, oh my gosh, Tetsuya Nakatani. So that was track 2 and 3 of Bode Gong and Percussion. The CD is called Abiogenesis by Tetsuya Nakatani. I want to let you know what else is coming up on CITR today. We've got News 101 with Andrew and Brad at 5, followed by Career Fast Track at 6 with Philippe at 6:30, Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert, 7:30, Exploding Head Movies with Gary, and The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9. All right, for the remainder of the show, I just have time for one and a bit, so I'm going to play a couple of movements from George Crumb's string quartet, Black Angels. It's subtitled 13 Images from the Dark Land, and this is, I don't know, I thought of this because Halloween's coming up, and I played something from the band The Black Angels, so... this was written in 1970. Of course, it's dated Friday the 13th, March 1970, In Tempore Belli by George Crumb on the score. George Crumb is American. Very interesting composer. If you're actually interested in... sound art and sort of the visual meeting the sonic, I would suggest looking up some of George Crumb's musical scores, because he has probably the most beautiful written scores, that playable written scores that I've ever seen. Some of them are written in this crazy circular pattern where you actually read the score in a circle. It's just like you could frame them. They're so beautiful. Now, with this piece, it's an interesting string quartet because it was commissioned by the Stanley Quartet, who was then at University of Michigan at the time. And it's played with, they're all mic'd. So it's an electric string quartet in a way. I'm not sure if this was the first time anyone had ever done that, but it is like one of the first popular examples of this. And it's really creepy. It's horribly creepy. So let's see. The first movement is great. I'm going to put on the first movement and, maybe we'll run into also a little bit of the second. I managed to get through all the music I'm playing today, which is amazing. That doesn't always happen. So I'm going to say bye now. And I'm just going to leave you with Black Angels here by George Crumb. And I'll be back the day after Halloween with some more tunes. And yeah, thanks for tuning into The Rib today. Once again, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And here is George Crumb's Black Angels.
Thank you.